Hello and welcome back to the Crew of Japan podcast. This is our final episode of season two. So today we're going to do a recap and look back at our favorite moments from the season. Thank you so much for tuning in this season. We've really enjoyed every single episode and each journey that we've taken each week. Some of the topics we'll discuss in this episode are the logistics and behind the scenes of making the podcast,
the recruiting process for guests. For us, it's like weeks, sometimes months of, you know, talking back and forth, half a year.
Some of our favorite moments from season two.
This is how long I've been wanting to try to get Dogen on the show. He was one of the first guests I always wanted, like when it came to language episodes, that's really one of the first guests I really wanted to bring on.
And what we're looking forward to in season three.
One of those goals will be to keep responding to feedback we get.
Without further ado, thank you so much for joining us in season two, and let's dive right on into our season recap. Welcome back to the Crew of Japan podcast. We are all here today for Hello, Doug. Sorry. Hello, Jay.
Interrupting you already. Starting off on a good foot.
Hey, well, today's a special occasion because this is our last episode of season two. So woohoo. It's
been
a long road. We started back on October 1st. That was our first episode.
Well, we released an episode on October 1st. I think we started working the second season way before that.
Yeah, in July, probably.
I think so.
Yeah, it feels like it was such a long time ago now, doesn't it?
I know.
It feels like a lifetime. Right. It's been, yeah. There's just been so much that's happened over the last, 6 months? Life-wise?
Yeah, a lot.
Not just podcasting, life?
Yeah. A lot.
And when we first started, too, we got derailed with their hurricane. We were going to launch earlier.
Yeah.
You know, all that happened. So we'll get to that. But the purpose of this episode today is for us to actually do, just like we did in season one, do a season two recap. So with that being said, let's just dive right on in. And the first thing on our list of things to talk about and recap are highs and lows of season two. So the floor is open. What do y'all think? What are some of the high moments of season two?
You want to start
I'm
the high or the low?
Because... Yeah, like, what do we want to start with? Do we want to start with the bad and give the good?
Okay. I mean, I think the giant elephant in the room with the lows is Hurricane Ida.
Okay.
Just kind of derailing.
I know, that stupid
let's start
hurricane.
With that. So what happened with that? Do we all remember?
Yeah, frick. I mean, we were so adamant on starting to, like, release episodes. What did we originally think? September?
September.
September, right?
And it got... I think even end of August.
Or maybe it was like end of August even. Like, I think it was like, because we were planning on, we had a few recordings that we were going to record the weekend of, because I think we were actually going to record the episode with Daniel Morales.
You're right.
That weekend. And then the hurricane hit. And I remember messaging and being like, hey, I think we might be evacuating. Can we reschedule? And Daniel's from here, so he knows. And he was like, yeah, sure, of course.
Yeah.
And then obviously we all know what happened after that. But yeah, I think we were primed to, so maybe we were primed for episodes. We had already put, you know, probably 4 or 5 episodes in our back pocket by the time Hurricane Ida had started, or not started, had hit. And right. I feel like we had some already kind of banked.
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did. Like we were ready to go. We were ready to publish. And then bam, we got hit by a hurricane.
Yeah. And it affected all of us to varying degrees, you know, but y'all evacuated. I stayed here, you know, and people were out of power for, you know, various days and things like that. So it definitely caused a delay in terms of, you know, editing and doing all of the behind the scenes logistics.
Delay is an understatement.
Absolutely.
Because we even had, guys, do y'all remember? That's actually our first episode for season two, technically. This was like the in-between episode. We did
the
like a hurricane update.
Yes. Yes, we did.
We even did an episode just to let people know, like, hey, you know, the podcast is still going to happen. We just had issues.
Yeah. Wow. So long ago that seems, doesn't it?
I used to only have one child at that point.
Yep. It.
Oh my gosh. Wow. And so one thing I guess we should all put out there, we're all doing good.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. You know, we've bounced back from the hurricane.
Yeah.
And pretty much Louisiana for the most part has as well.
Still, I think there's some areas that are recovering that definitely, if anyone's looking to still contribute, that there's definitely areas that do need assistance in the Gulf Coast region. So anyone out there, I know we mentioned that.
Now we're focused on, you know, hot chocolate.
There we go.
Those of you who listen to us adamantly, in an episode, we did a code name. We did a code name, Hot Cocoa, for, you know, the monster in the room that is the pandemic.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm glad you remember.
Louisiana's back in that ball game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's, well, for us, you know, it's interesting because we actually launched the podcast during the pandemic. So we can, we could deal with that. That's nothing. But the hurricane, that was another story.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that was totally unexpected.
Yeah. So that was a low, definitely. Are there anything else?
Definitely.
No, I think low-wise, I don't really think we had many lows. I think we...
Yeah, that was just the biggest low.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Obviously life happens and each of us have had our own personal things come up where we had to maybe miss episodes or, you know, delay things. But, you know, that's not... I wouldn't really even call that a low. I mean, just life, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you start on a low like that, you can only go up from there, right?
Yes.
And that's where we're going. So we're going to our highs of the season. What do y'all think of for season two in this category?
I feel like we hit a high of guest. Like we set our bar pretty high in terms of people we reach out to for episode ideas. And some we knew that we already had a connection to some of those folks already. And we knew we probably could work something out, but others were a shot in the dark. And some of those shot in the darks panned out. And I feel like that's one of the highs for me, like just kind of being able to, and we'll touch on guest recruiting later on. But I think that was just being able to set a goal and be able to reach it in terms of, you know, hey, I think it would be really cool to collaborate with this person, you know, person A, person B, person C. We'll talk about them later. You'll see who we're talking about. But yeah, I that was for me a really big high, and just a high of the doing a podcast in general, you know, that kind of being able to connect with people you wouldn't normally be able to if you were just a random Twitter user or Instagram follower, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. What about you, Jen?
Yeah, I think the high for me is this podcast still alive. Like I said,
there's a pulse.
Well, because like I said in our season one recap, like I've done a podcast before and it went really, really bad. It went south real fast. Didn't even have like a season one. Like it was awful. So like, to have the podcast work so well and for y'all to be such a great team. I know I rag on y'all so much about being weird and diverging into different
topics. But it's fun ragging.
Yeah. Like, I mean it in the most loving way possible.
But, we get you.
Yeah, but like to have y'all to work with and, you know, having the same dedication, all three of us to podcasts. It's really, really refreshing coming from someplace that, you know, was really, really bad when it came to a podcast. So just having the podcast working out for us so well is fantastic. And I believe, Nigel, you brought to my attention a few weeks ago, someone on Twitter actually gave us like a little recognition award for his top like five or whatever. I mean, that's a high, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, I mean, I guess you could say that's kind of like our first official award that we've gotten as a podcast. So, yeah, I would absolutely say that is a high. And that what that actually was there's the Gray Grizzled and Gaijin 2021 Social Media Award. We got listed on that for being a, you know, contributor to keeping Japan in people's ears weekly, you know. So that's, you know, that's always great, you know, to be able to create something from our minds and, you know, organically produce content that gets recognition from people that's not us, you know, that aren't biased or have any affiliation to us. That's always pretty great. You know, it feels like, you know, we're doing a good job, and hopefully we are. That's for our listeners to judge. We always try to put out the most quality product that we can, obviously. And, you know, I think we will always continue to do that. We all work hard to try and, you know, produce content that we are proud of before we even think about putting it out. So, I think one of the things, the highs for me in season two is I think the commitment to releasing content that we are all proud of, and every week trying to release an episode even better than last week. And whether we succeeded at that, you know, is up to our listeners. But I certainly feel like, you know, we, throughout this entire season, especially starting with the hurricane, we always try to push, you know, further and further and, you know, deliver on content. And, you know, I myself, as an editor of the podcast, the audio editing, you know, trying to learn new tricks and change formats and things like that. That has been, you know, something that I can say has been a high. You know, I've learned a lot, even more, putting together a podcast on the editing side. And I absolutely want to piggyback off of both of the things that y'all said as well. I think a high has been definitely getting to work with you, both of you, and also getting to meet, like you said, Doug, people that, you know, we otherwise might not have a chance to actually talk to, partially because of their location, maybe because they're actually in Japan right now, or they, you know, are well known and they just seem like they're not accessible to of you know, the common person sitting at home, you know, people who have garnered mass followings for the work that they do. So having a platform like this podcast to be able to connect with those people has been really incredible and very encouraging for you. If you're listening to this and want to start a podcast, it, you know, kind of makes the world a smaller place, and you can probably, it's possible, you know, that you could maybe reach some of the people who inspire you, or that you, you know, would love to just sit down and chat with, you perhaps could actually do it through your own podcast. So I would say that's definitely my high.
Yeah. Something that you said, Nigel, I want to touch on, because, you know, we talked about the workings of creating the podcast and the season one recap, but I feel like because we already did season one, we kind of already had our feet in the water. So we already knew kind of what we were doing, but as far as steps and preparations in, you know, making the episodes for season two, you mentioned, like, we try to aim higher. We try to even do better quality. When it comes to our editing, you know, you are the master. you have really stepped up your game. For our listeners who have been listening throughout the season, you may have noticed a few changes in, like, how we conduct episodes and how we, you know, did it in the first season and now how we do it in the second season. Like, it's kind of different, honestly. You know, it doesn't seem that way maybe to you as a listener, but to us working in, you know, the background of it, you know, we definitely had to accommodate for this new style sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say, yeah, big props to you, Nigel, for doing the editing and being able to think creatively and outside the box and step outside of your comfort zone. Because I'm sure it's very easy to just, this is how we edit, this is how we do an intro, this is how we do an outro. But you're always kind of experimenting and figuring out new ways and finding things that are different from what we currently do, but that work better than what we do. I feel like some of the, for example, the intros that we had now is a relatively new thing. And listening to our more recent episodes, maybe the last five or six, you've noticed that we do, like, little snippets of the interview that we have with our guest, at the beginning of the episode, just to give you a taste to whet your appetite for what's to come. And that was something we didn't even think about. Nigel, just you did that on your own, like kind of experimenting, playing around, and it worked out great. And you know, props to you, and thank you so much for your dedication to continuously improving the editing quality. Because I don't know what the hell I'm doing if I touch that editing program. Like I sat down with you last week to kind of like shadow you while you were working on stuff, and I'm like, oh man, this is insane.
Oh no, it was overwhelming. I thought you were enjoying it.
I was, but it's still a challenge, and I like that. But at the same time, I'm like, wow, there's a lot that goes into this. It's so awesome. So props to you, my friend.
Oh no,
for that great work.
I cannot accept that. It's always been a team effort, absolutely. And I think if you continue listening to the podcast, there will be, you know, in the seasons ahead, I think, you know, probably more changes, because we always want to evolve and become an even better podcast, you know, in the way we do things. So that's something that I think, even as an interviewer, as a editor, as a listener, you know, whatever the category, I think you can always learn, and you know, there's always something you can improve upon. I would, you know, just because, you know, we reached our next high, I would say, is we actually have reached over 6,000 listeners. Maybe by this point it'll be 7,000. But I would say it's definitely a high for us, you know, to have gotten this podcast and to get Japan in the ears of thousands of people across the world. That's definitely a high. You know, I think that's succeeding on our mission as a podcast to take people on audio journeys through Japanese culture and Japan in general. I definitely would have to say, you know, that's great to see that we're actually reaching people. But I bring that back to, no matter how many people we reach, we've never actually, you know, made it. We can't say, you know, well, this, now that we've done this, you know, well, we'll stick to it. We know how to do this now. You know, like, we can always learn and, you know, improve upon things. So yeah. Definitely props to all of us, not just me. But other highs, getting, you know, reaching milestones with listeners. So thank you to the listeners as well for tuning in every week and hearing what we have to say and our guests have to say about Japan.
Yeah, because one of the other things that has to do with like the workings of making these episodes and getting them out there to you, the listeners, is, you know, the recruiting process for guests. You know, to you, it's like, oh, guest came on an episode, cool. But for us, it's like weeks, sometimes months of, you know, talking back and forth, half a year. You know, some guests are harder to contact than others. Some are busier than others. And, you know, you have to really schedule with their schedule versus our schedule. And, you know, it can be difficult sometimes, but I'm glad to say that I think have more guests on this season than last season.
I think so. I think 12 for this season, for sure. I didn't go back and count, but I'm pretty sure we topped, topped our guest count from last season. And this year, I would say that we were a little bit more proactive this year because we were a little more confident in being able to reach out to people. Because I know in the beginning that was
awkward,
awkward, but we didn't know how, you know, trying to figure out how we approach the guests and reaching out. And I know me personally, I'm paranoid when I'm sending those emails out. I'm like, all right, am I? I ask like you guys for, you know, I'm like, hey, can you double check this and triple check this to make sure this isn't offending in any possible way before I send this? I don't want to scare the guests away without before we even really get anywhere. So you know, it's a matter of being patient and having some confidence in yourself, but also being clear and concise with what the goal is. Because I think part of what we do, and I've gotten this feedback from a few guests actually, that we really I know we as a group try to prepare the scripts in advance for our episodes, but also a full detailed list of questions. So that way we provide that to the guests. The guests are aware of what they're going to be asked. And then we note in there saying, like, anything you don't want to talk about, let us know. Anything you want to change, let us know. And then obviously we say, like, you know, we're shooting for X amount of time, but it could go anywhere. You know, there's always a variance. If there's, and as you've noticed, some of our episodes we've had to cut in half this season because the conversations were so organic and free-flowing and easy to have with our guests that they ended up going way longer than we anticipated, which is not a problem for us. I mean, we love it. And I hope that the listeners love it too. But I feel like being able to do that and split that out is part of, like, we're giving the guests an opportunity to prepare for the interview and, you know, we see where it goes from there. And I've gotten that feedback from, I know at least three or four guests have told us this season alone that, you know, we are super prepared for what we do and how we approach things. And I'm like, no, man, we're amateur hour
we're
over
newbies.
Here. Like, you have
we
no idea. but yeah, it's, I think that's one thing, that I got over time was just making sure you have all your I's dotted and your T's crossed. So that way you can, when you approach them, you are confident in what you're talking about and where you want to go. Have an idea when you want to schedule.
Yeah. And I think even some guests have, like, for me, like my guests that I book, quite a few of them have mentioned, like, that they like that it's not too formal. Like, we're kind of like talking to them as friends. Like, we're not kind of like a sit down, bland kind of interview. Like, they seem to really, I mean, at least they tell me, and I hope they're not like just being nice, but they do tell us, like, you know, how they enjoy the interview and enjoy talking to us. And, you know, that's really encouraging. It helps when it comes to booking the next guest and, you know, so on and so forth.
Yeah. And I've heard the same feedback that it's just really easygoing. We've had returning guests on our show. Like, for example, this season we had Kay Allen from the Japanese National Tourism Organization. We've had Matt Alt back on the show this season. We've had a few guests that were recurring guests. And I like to think that's because the first time was a good experience and they want to.
Yeah.
So, you know, hopefully we have some of the guests that we had this season come back on for future episodes. It's possible.
Definitely.
I know we've had some premature talks. I'll say premature, preliminary talks. just mentioning it. But I think that we try to build that good rapport with the guests and they can see that we are genuine in our interest in the topics that they have. Because I feel like that's another good thing about having the three of us is that each of us have our own unique and different and separate interests. And it's an opportunity to introduce each other to different interests that we have through these interviews.
Yeah, absolutely.
And share that.
Absolutely.
So,
and I know, like, it may seem like we're just like patting ourselves on the back here, but I think the real purpose of this section is also to inspire you and share with you the behind the scenes. If you want to go out and do this, these are some tips that we have also, you know, we've learned along the way with, you know, connecting with guests, with whether it's editing, changing your format, staying, you know, fresh and learning something new. I think truly the value is that this is to help you if you, you know, you like this podcast and maybe you want to do something like it. Maybe we'll be a guest on your podcast and you want to reach out
to us. You want to have us on.
Yeah. the fee is $5.99 per guest. No, I'm just kidding. So, we love making this podcast. We truly do. And like I said, to reach a milestone of, you know, to get to thousands of people, that's great. If we were getting to 30, I would still be interested in doing this, you know, because we're putting it out there and you never know who it inspires, you know, and that is truly an awesome aspect of it. And so to get back to our guests though, this season we had 12, as y'all said, and let's just do a quick run through of all of those guests and say thank you to them as well.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
We started off the season with Steve Alpert from Studio Ghibli.
Yeah, Steve, that was one of those ones where, you know, in recruiting, it was a shot in the dark. I reached out to his publishing company and they connected us. It was just one of those things where you just see where you go. And really fortunate because he really was able to talk with about his book, his experiences working for Studio Ghibli. Really enjoyed that. That was just, you know, that was a good way to start this season. It was us setting the bar high for ourselves so that way we can continue to raise that bar with every episode. We wanted to really start off with a bang.
Yeah. So that was a great episode. That was our first one that we kicked off with. And it was really great to get a behind the scene insider, you know, perspective on Studio Ghibli. We then had Ty Ebel on with us to talk about the JET program. Phenomenal episode. And I do think that proved to be pretty helpful. We had a spike in listeners around that episode because it was the JET application period.
Yeah. It was one of our most listened to episodes this season.
Absolutely. And hopefully it helped some of you out there applying for the JET program. We next
we'll find out in January.
I know.
That is January. Right? Oh, my goodness. soon.
Yeah, I know, right? So the next person we had was Danica Davidson.
Yeah, that was mine. Yeah. Because I don't know, like, I try to keep up with anime news because there's always something coming out, I feel like, in the anime news. So I try to not only keep up to date for myself, but because my job deals with, like, college students, and a lot of them love Japan because of the pop culture, so anime and manga. I feel like in order for me to possibly, like, connect with them on that level, because so many of them do want to go to Japan because of those reasons, I try to keep up to date with all the news coming out from Japan about anime and manga. And, you know, one of the sites that I really use is the Otaku USA magazine, and Danica writes frequently for them. And I was like, she seems like a really good writer. I loved her article. So I was like, I need to get her on.
Yeah. And that turned out to be a phenomenal episode. Again, also one of our highest streamed episodes from seasons 1 and 2. So again, that was great. Danica was amazing to talk to. And yeah, I just overall really loved that episode. We also had TDR Explorer, Chris.
Yeah. Chris
to talk about Japanese theme parks.
Yeah, because I watch his videos like all the time, because I don't know, just I like theme parks, and I like Japan, so they kind of go together. And Chris is just a fun guy. Like, seriously, if yeah. Watch his videos, he is a fun guy to listen to watch. His reactions to things are so funny and great. Very genuine guy, and just all around good person, good vibes, you know, no negative vibes from him at all. And that was a really fun interview. I really enjoyed talking to Chris, and I mean, I tried not to fangirl as much as possible, so hopefully that didn't come off in the episode.
No, I don't think it did. I don't think it did at all. I tried not to show my absolute sadness and jealousy that I could not live a life of exploring theme parks in Japan. I mean, yeah. It's so awesome, you know, to be able to do that. And I see his social media, I'm just like, oh my gosh, like, looks so like so much fun. So definitely. That was great as well. Doug, you had something to add?
No, I was just gonna say same thing. I learned a lot from that episode, just in terms of like what's to come. I haven't really been to too many theme parks outside of Tokyo Disney, so really awesome. And I know we all kind of got to talk about our own experiences on that episode too, and share that with him, and he shared some stuff with us. So I think it's you'll start to see a theme throughout the seasons that we try to hit on different things, and we have like travel, we have pop culture, and these are, you know, one of the fun travel episodes that we had. You know, a very specific topic. It wasn't centric to a certain area or anything like that. It was a very specific topic, and I thought that was a nice change of pace for us.
Yeah, and speaking of like the different styles and themes of episode, our next one was actually on Yokai, the Hauntings of Japan, featuring Hiroko Yoda and Matt Ault. Another just really fun episode that I learned so much, and also we got to catch up with our old pals, Matt Ott and Hiroko Yoda, which are husband and wife. And we actually, we had known of Hiroko as well, but we were not able to get her on in season one. So it was great to have her join us in season two and also have Matt join us on that episode as well. And I think, actually, no, I was going to say it's the first time we've had more than one guest on, but in season one, we actually did that for the
Lafcadio Hearn.
Yes, for Lafcadio Hearn. And also the Tohoku. Yes.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So, but I think that was, so for season two, that was the only one where we had two guests.
Double guests. Yeah.
So that was awesome. That was interesting as well. Had a really great time with that topic as well.
It was different. It was different from what we had really covered up until this point. Like, it was kind of folklore.
Yeah.
Which we hadn't really covered. We'd done pop culture. We'd done history. We'd done, you know, alcohol. We'd done food, travel, language. But this was folklore. And it's, I think it's a really fun topic that, honestly, personally, I would love to further explore other areas of that.
You got it, dude.
Oh, yeah.
You got it, dude. And unfortunately, I couldn't be there for that episode. I popped on, you know, 5 minutes before it started just to say hi. But that was literally, I think, what, 2 days before my son was born? I couldn't peel myself away from family life too long for recording an interview, unfortunately. But I just wanted to say hi to them. So that's why I wasn't on there. I don't know if it got out on the episode. I can't really remember.
We don't pay you to miss days. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes you just got to take a sick day. And that wasn't a sick day. I just told you it was.
Absolutely. So huge shout out to Matt Ault for joining us again in this season as well. Like we said, hopefully that means that he likes us. So,
and hopefully we can get both of them on again. I really like talking with them about just topics in general. And hopefully I'll be able to stay on for an interview next time.
Absolutely. And speaking of recurring guests, we had another guest, Kay Allen, which we've mentioned already in this episode, where we talked about Hokkaido. So that was a travel themed episode. And I remember I was just absolutely sold. I was ready to move to Hokkaido. What about y'all?
Oh, yeah. Ramen.
Yeah, definitely.
Yummy alcohol.
I love the travel episodes because I really do love. That's one of the things I love about going to Japan is that, you know, when you travel around, not every spot in Japan is going to be the same. They're going to be different. Even though it's one country, everything's so different if you go from one place to the other. So that's why I really love our travel episodes, because it's so dynamic, just the country. There's so much for everyone to explore. And we kind of discussed that in the episode. Like, there's a lot to do in Hokkaido. So, I mean, there's really something for everyone in Hokkaido.
Yeah, and Hokkaido is so different from the rest of the country in terms of just the literal climate of the country versus the rest. But also just historically, it was annexed rather, quote unquote, recently, I guess, if you look at the broad scope of Japanese history.
Right.
And, you know, it's just reading about or hearing about the different type of culture they have up there in terms of it being very distant from Tokyo, from the big cities that you're used to hearing about. And there's, without deviating too much, I remember seeing something about the big snow that just happened in Tokyo. And people from Hokkaido were like, laughing and balking at people panicking and going losing their crap over a couple of like centimeters of snow in Tokyo, and they're like, look at you little like tomin, you know, like you capital people, us cold weather folks are all, that's nothing to us, you know, kind of looking down. I actually learned the word disuru.
Yeah,
disuru is like basically to diss somebody, and that was like the word that Yahoo Japan used in the article title. I was like, oh, nice. My God, that's such a... It's like basically just the word dis with ru at the end. And
katakana version of dis, yeah.
Yeah, katakana, yeah. So, I thought that was pretty funny. But yeah, it's just such a cool place. I've never been to Hokkaido. Can't wait to go. And Kay's episode really made me want to travel there even more.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's that's part of like what our goal was in starting this episode, not the episode, the podcast, which was we can't go there physically right now. So why don't we go there through audio journeys, you know? And the travel episodes are always really special because they fulfill that kind of hunger and desire that we all have right now, which is to travel to Japan. So they're always fun, partially sad because we can't actually go, but but we still yeah, learn a lot and right. We're able to prepare for when we can go. So I always get a lot out of those. Our next guest we had was Daniel Morales, and we talked about learning Japanese with literature. Do y'all remember that one?
Yeah. Yeah, that was Daniel's a good friend of mine from we both are from New Orleans. Obviously, all of us are. Well, you know, I knew him. I met him in Japan and found out he was from New Orleans in Japan. So it's kind of a small world meeting. And we've kind of kindled that, kept that relationship going since then. Reconnected after Jet and when we both returned back to New Orleans back in, like, I think it was 2010. And, you know, hung out a lot. And he's such a knowledgeable person when it comes to Japanese language as a whole. A great resource, a great follow if you're online and on Twitter. He has a great blog. He does his own podcast where he kind of attacks Japanese from different angles and different professions and whatnot. So it's really, really, really cool to have him on to talk about one of his passions, which is actually literature and Japanese kind of combined. So he really gave us some great insight onto reading Japanese literature and learning Japanese from reading. So it was a fun episode for me. My language level is definitely not to the level where I could pick up a novel and read it by any means. I struggle with just reading sentences at this point. I've been so rusty, but it made me kind of rekindle that urge to start picking up Japanese source material and reading it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Whenever we do just like travel, whenever we do episodes about language learning, I always get so much out of those as well. And I'm hoping our listeners and both of you do as well.
It's learning different people's study habits and learning different approaches to language learning, which I find is very helpful because sometimes I try things that don't work for me and I get frustrated and stop. And sometimes it takes someone else saying something that may be obvious to them, but not obvious to me, and hearing that. And I'm like, oh, wait, that's such a good idea.
Yeah.
Like, why didn't I think of
absolutely.
That? Yeah. So it's always great in those episodes to hear that.
I agree. And our next guest we had was Dan Warren. Now, this was a hilarious episode,
I would say.
This is from the Jennifer Tree of guests.
Yeah, he was such a joy to have. And it wouldn't have been possible if it wasn't for Danica Davidson.
Yes.
She referred him to us. She was like, you know, I'm friends with Dan and I think he'd be a great guest on your show. And so I was like, hell yeah. Like, any excuse to get a voice actor on? Sure. Give it to me. So it was a really good interview. I really enjoyed it. He was hysterical. He's a good guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Shout out to Dan. Jen and I had such a great time recording that episode. Listening to it is, you know, fun as well, but recording it, we just had such a great time. And to have a person that has had a role in like something that all of us have watched, you know, like even if you haven't watched one show, like he's probably been in another show that you like, you know, like that was really cool.
Yeah, I mean, he's been in the industry for forever, it seems right. Like. So, like, he's been within anime then and now.
Exactly.
So, I mean, props to him for, you know, staying in the game and enjoying it, having fun.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. Call him back to it.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. I wish you could have been there for that episode. Listening to it, I was so sad that I couldn't be on there. And again, that was one of those ones. It was like a first month after my kid was born. I couldn't really be on for some episodes. And Dan, if you're listening, next time we have an episode and you're on, I'm there. We're gonna catch up.
Yeah, you and him would have chopped it up nicely. I'm certain on that. So that was great recording with Dan. And then the next guest we had was our first attempt at doing a two-parter, and also with our new intro, modified intro with the snippets, and that was Rob Dyer. Now that turned out to be really awesome as well. We follow Rob on Twitter and have reshared his post on Twitter often. And I actually read his blog as well. And so it was really cool to connect with him and actually have him on as a guest. And we really, really enjoyed that episode. Doug and I, we recorded that. Jen, you weren't able to make it, but next time, just like with Doug for Dan Warren.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Rob episode was great. Do you remember that one, Doug?
Yeah, oh yeah, it was so much fun. And again, Rob is one of our guests that he would love to come back on, and we would love to have him on. And hopefully, during season 3, we can have another kind of off the beaten path or some type of travel episode with him. It was really great to hear some of his opinions and hot spots for travel tips, you know, things like that, and just a great person, really kind, very very insightful, and look forward to having him back on the show in the future.
Absolutely, absolutely. So that actually was our last episode of the calendar year that featured a guest. 2022, we started off with a person you may know if you're learning Japanese, and that is Dogen. That was also really, really cool to see someone that all of us, you know, knows and has watched their videos and learned a lot from, to actually connect with them through the podcast. And that goes back to what I was saying earlier and what Doug was saying earlier too. You know, one of the highs is being able to create these connections with people that, you know, inspire you. And absolutely, that's the case for the Dogen episode for me, and I know for y'all.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He was an awesome guest to have. I would have never imagined having him on just because he is so, like, I don't know, for us personally, I'm sure we find him very influential. And, you know, like I said in the beginning of this episode, you know, sometimes with guests, we have to kind of talk back and forth for months. And that's how it was with Dogen. It was kind of a work in progress.
And you know what's funny? I'm looking at our group chat right now. I'm looking back January 18th, so literally almost a calendar year ago, Dogen posted something on Twitter, and I made a really shitty, like, joke response, like, Amaterasu. Do you remember this? I think, Nigel, you called it, remember this?
I do remember that.
He posted about this, Amaterasu, and I made a... really, I'm actually going to send this to him. I'm going to send this to him, because it's so funny...
don't embarrass us.
Because it's one of those ones where it's like, take the, you know, you miss every shot you can't take. And this is how long I've been wanting to try to get Dogen on the show. He was one of the first guests I always wanted, like when it came to language episodes, that's really one of the first guests I really wanted to bring on. I really enjoy his content and on YouTube and Twitter. And funny, insightful, and from what we found out, a really great human, like just such a cool person. Yeah. So it was one of those things where finally, I forget how exactly I got in touch. I think it was maybe through his Patreon, or it was, and then again, through email after that. But it's been something kind of in the works since July, and just coordinating and planning and just going back and forth, and finally came into fruition. And so happy to release the episode. It almost a whole year in the making, kind of, if you go back to the Amaterasu tweet. Again, I'm gonna send that to him. I don't know if he's gonna listen to this episode or not, but
oh my gosh,
I just think it's hilarious that we, you know, it's one of those goals. You set your goal high, and then you can get there if you try. And
absolutely,
really wanted to have an episode with him, and fortunately we're able to do that. So thank you again to Dogen, and it was such a fun episode, and another one of those ones that we split over two episodes, because the conversation with him was so fun that it went a little bit longer than we normally would have liked for our episodes and interviews to go. And we have no problem with having longer interviews. It's just now that we've gotten more comfortable with a two-part episode approach, then, you know, now if things do go organically longer than we plan, then that is something that we're okay with and willing to split over two, you know?
Yeah, I'm really glad that he's one of our guests that, you know, worked out for us in the end. Because, you know, there are some guests that it just doesn't work out, guys. It doesn't work out. And, you know, we think it's going to be a good idea and we try our hardest to get in there and it doesn't work. But I'm really glad Dogan was able to, you know, be with us for an episode. And, you know, he sounded really genuine and really good guy. So I'm glad it worked out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And there's probably people, not probably, there are people, we can tell you, we're not going to say what episodes we're making, but there are people, you know, that you'll probably hear in season three that we've like started the planning for and reaching out to them a year before, you know? So,
yeah.
It can be a lot of, you know, coordination to get these interviews. And so when they do work, we are always so grateful to the guest, you know, for taking a chance and coming on our little podcast, you know, to talk with us. So huge props. So our last guest in season two is actually Dr. Hiromu Nagahara, who's a history professor at MIT. And he took us through the history and current events and everything else, really, the politics even, of the Japanese imperial family. And that episode was, for me, as you might already know, I love diving into the history part of it, was just absolutely awesome. So Doug, you were with me on that episode.
Yeah, it was one of those ones where it did go, we had questions, and I think it was like, what, 14 or 15, and some of them were heavily weighted questions, like not weighted, but it was a short question, but we knew the answer was going to be long. And then other questions kind of had multi-parts to it. And we're like, yeah, we're shooting for like 60 minutes or whatever. And then it was one of those ones where it just, the conversation was so great that it ended up going much longer than our initial anticipated. And then it became one of our, again, two-part episodes that now, again, I'm so glad we did that and kind of broke that ice and kind of tried it out and saw that it worked, because it allows us to really take these deep dives and not have to worry about constraints of time for them.
Yeah.
So especially if the guest is really excited about the topic, like we could tell with him, like he could have gone on. He even said it. He's like, I can go on forever about this. And we were like, we could listen forever. It was great. Yeah, I was like, learned so much. It was such a fantastic episode. Again, like Nigel said, took us from the deep origins of the imperial family to current day, to even like topics that are ongoing as we speak. So, that was a really fun episode. I really enjoyed recording that one as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So now that that's actually, we've reached all 12 of the guests we've had on. So, we all want to say thank you so much for joining us in, you know, season two and making our season two different, varied in topics, and very educational, you know. So this podcast would be solid with just us, but I think our guests make it great. So thank you to all of you, if you're listening, for joining us on season two.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you. And so listeners, if you've been listening with our guest highlights, you know, Nigel kind of mentioned, you know, who was on that interview, who wasn't, and, you know, life happens, you know.
Yep.
This podcast, we don't get paid for it. We do it because we love it. And but, you know, sometimes we have to try and balance life and podcasting, and stuff happens.
Absolutely, stuff does happen.
Yeah, like a child being born, for example.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, that's for me. Obviously, I've mentioned this a few times. My second son was born in October, and, you know, it, obviously that's a priority for me. it's definitely been a, like, because before it was a lot easier to, when you have one child, kind of sneak away for an hour to do an interview. But now that the children equal the number of adults in the household, it's a little more difficult to sneak away, especially when you have a newborn that definitely needs a lot of attention. You know, whether it's feeding, diapers, and all that fun stuff.
Major hats off to Doug. I think you were recording episodes with us like a week or two after your son was born. So
yeah.
I was like, how is this even happening?
We had our mother-in-law in the house helping out too. So fortunately enough, we had an extra pair of hands here to assist and keep us from going insane from lack of sleep, because that, ooh boy, that first week, man, is a doozy. I think that was the Rob Dyer episode that we recorded. And I remember telling Rob, I am on 2 cups of coffee right now and less than that hours of sleep.
Absolutely. Yeah, I remember that. There was the Rob episode, and I was just like, wow, how is he here right now? Like, so
spoiler alert, I wasn't.
Oh my gosh, yes. Yeah. So yeah, major props.
Yeah, I had two things working against me during this season. One being that my work went back to normal. You know, I had to go back into the office. And when it comes to like those episodes where we're on different time zones, you know, it's not as easy to take that hour lunch break when you're at home than it is at work physically and trying to drive back to my house to go do the thing and then go back. It's not possible. So I had to skip a few interviews because they just didn't work with the evening recordings that would mostly work for me. And then another thing that kind of put a damper in a bunch of episodes. I don't know if our listeners could like pinpoint the time frame, but I can, just because I know where I recorded and where I didn't. But there was a segment in the season where there's no Jennifer at all, or like barely a smidge of Jennifer, because I just...
Where were you?
I wasn't feeling good, Doug.
Why?
So yeah, for our listeners, I was having some issues because I am pregnant.
Woo!
What? Yes. This is news to me. No, I'm just
kidding. No, y'all knew. I was trying to keep it a secret from y'all for like the longest time, and I don't think y'all realized it either. But like, I had a really tough first trimester. Like, baby brain was real. And I know our listeners, y'all don't know, but like, we have outlines for our episodes. And I typically do a lot of outlines for a lot of the episodes. And I remember at one point I was just so brain dead that I was just like, Nigel, take over. I can't do it. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm writing. I can't. I told him I had writer's block because I just didn't know.
I didn't even realize you lied to me.
Yes. Yes. And I remember for the train episode is when I actually had to tell Doug, because the train episode, I had the energy to write the script, the outline. So I was like, okay, good. But then the day of the recording, I was like, oh no, this is one of my low days. So I was like, listen, Doug, I know I wrote the script, but I need you to take the reins on this episode. And so I had to tell him, you know, why. And so yeah, then that's when I told the guys, like, yeah, so I was dealing with this the whole time, and I'm doing better now. I'm on my second trimester, and it seems like things are finally balancing out. Some days is a little hard, but it's not as bad as the first trimester. So yeah, that's what was happening on my end during season 2.
Well, that's just, you know, nothing really. Just a little bit of like developing a life inside your body. That's all.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah.
No, easy peasy.
Now, Nigel, you didn't really have any life balancing to do during season 2, but now that we're coming to a close for season 2.
Well, before too, I actually, like when we finished season 1, we finished in like July. I mean, no, June, I'm sorry. We finished in like June. And the next month, I had to take the bar exam. And that period of time, because we were still like in the like planning and working on trying to get guests, and we maybe even recorded a few in July as well, maybe. that period going into season two was pretty tough, because balancing the studying for the bar exam, which was like my total existence at that point.
People don't realize you were doing the full editing for our season one, producing episodes, doing a full edit of the season episodes, and passing or graduating from law school and passing the bar all during season one. I don't think we ever really brought it up, but
yeah, no,
that was one of the big, wow. Like, hold on, children. See, Jennifer, this is what you got to deal with. Sorry. Balancing your life during season one while doing all this and doing, I don't know how you did it. Like,
well, the same way that y'all balanced everything that y'all have going
law
on.
Law school,
you know?
Man, and bar. And, I imagine. It's crazy.
It's, you know, it has its own challenges, but I imagine having children is much more difficult and hard to plan around than I would imagine law school is. So it was definitely interesting, and it provided its own challenges at the beginning, and so that was kind of my major thing. And then now I'm working on transitioning to my actual legal job, so that has its own challenges, you know. Within season three, the beginning, you know, I might not be on as much, but I will. I'll be behind the scenes. I'll be there in spirit editing these episodes. So you won't truly miss me. I will hear everything that's going on, but I might not be able to actually join some of the interviews early on, but I'm still here.
Yeah, and that's one of the thing, the great thing of having three guests or three hosts, not guests. the great thing about having three hosts is that, you know, we can help juggle and manage responsibilities that while someone else may have to dip for a little bit to deal with life, you know, we can kind of shift responsibility around and help keep the ship afloat, for lack of a better term. So, but yeah, that's kind of like a behind the scenes look at everything going with the podcast. We kind of like touched on like how we make the episodes, the guest recruiting process, and then life. Mm-hmm. You know, but one recurring theme behind the scenes that's kind of run through us from season one, season two, is Japan Society of New Orleans and their constant support and sponsoring of this podcast that help us to keep going and help providing the connections and the support that we need to bring you what we have. And, you know, just again, I want to give them an opportunity to mention them. And if you aren't a member, or if you are, first of all, thank you for being a member. But if you aren't, there's a lot of opportunities there, a lot of members exclusive programming events, and also an exchange program that occurs once the borders reopen, that you're only eligible for if you are a Japan Society member. So please, if you are interested in the Greater New Orleans area, you can be in Mississippi, you could be in Baton Rouge, Houma, wherever. If you're interested, feel free to check out the Japan Society website, Japan Society of New Orleans website, and look for the membership information there.
Absolutely. So, like Doug said, huge shout out to Japan Society for sponsoring us through season one, but also continuing to, you know, always provide support through season two as well. We always feel supported whenever we bring up, you know, our ideas in the podcast. So we couldn't do it without the Japan Society of New Orleans. Which takes us to the next segment of this episode, which is just highlighting some of our favorite episodes. Maybe, you know, it's always hard. I know it is, because we love all of our children equally, right? And each episode is like our own child. So it's hard to pick one over the other. We're so grateful to every guest that comes on. So the answer really is all of the episodes are our favorite. But there are, let's say, maybe one or two that, for whatever reason, let's say, Jennifer, an episode was really special to you because you set up the interview and, you know, and did all the legwork in making it happen. You know, sometimes those episodes really stand out when we look back at the list and we're like, oh yeah, that was such a great interview. What are some of those episodes for y'all?
For me, my favorite episode is the Hokkaido episode with Kay. Yeah, I coordinated the interview and yeah, I did the outline, but kind of what was special about it, which I didn't know I would love the episode so much because Nigel, kind of like what we discussed before, you know, we're trying new things with the episodes. And Nigel came up with this idea of doing like this new idea where like we don't interview the guests. The guests are like in the episode. So like if you go back to that episode, you'll notice like Kay is with us the whole entire time. And it kind of sounds like a conversation. And that's exactly what Nigel wanted. Nigel was like, I want it to sound more like a conversation, not an interview. So I was like, crap, how do I do that? You know, how do I get Kay to like follow me and say all these things and kind of like do it in an episode? You know, us three, it's easy. You know, we've been doing this with each other for a while now. But to bring in someone who, you know, hasn't been with us on all these episodes and, you know, who's just here for a short amount of time, you know, how in the world do I do this? And Kay was perfect. She owned it. It helps us. She's so knowledgeable about the topic. So it was just a really good episode. And that's kind of like why it's my favorite, because I didn't think it was going to be a good episode. I thought I was going to fail. I was like, oh no, Nigel's doing new things with me and I don't know if I can do these things, and ended up working out really, really well. So I was really happy with the outcome of the episode because I was super worried about it. So yeah, that was my favorite.
Well, that's awesome. And that's exactly what I mean. Like all of the episodes are truly our favorite, but there are like certain episodes that have like maybe some behind the scenes meaning to each of us, you know, that it really sticks out to you. And I'm glad to know that that's what you think I sound like, your impersonation of me. No, that's fair game. No, that's fair game. So, Doug, do you have an episode like that?
So I think for me, and I kind of touched on this earlier, but the Dogen episode for me, or the episodes rather, just the fact that it's something that I've been planning since the inception of like the podcast, or trying to do.
And since you were born.
Since, you know, just seeing that outcome and like all the, you know, taking chances and reaching out and finally seeing that come together really is a good feeling. And I'm really, you know, I loved all the episodes we record. I listen to every single one on Fridays when they release, you know, and it's really hard to pick one. But I'm just saying for me, that one carried a little bit more personal weight because it was something that I wanted to do. Coming in, I thought it was a lofty goal for me. And you know, it's one of those things where you hit one of the milestones that you set for yourself. And I thought that was really one of what made it such a special episode to me.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's so cool to hear, you know, because we work on all these episodes and we all know that, you know, like, oh, each one is got to get this episode out for the week. But it's also so cool to, you know, go back and hear from y'all, you know, what episodes had an extra meaning to you, you know, and it makes now when I go back and listen to them, it makes it even more special. So for me, I would say, again, I love all of my children equally, but if I had to choose one, I think for me, I really enjoyed the Rob Dyer episode. When we started out the crew's social media accounts, one of the early people who kind of would like our stuff and actually interact with us was actually Rob Dyer with his brand, The Real Japan. And so early on and pre-podcast, I wasn't aware of The Real Japan. So I found it organically through searching for Japanese internet content creators and came across Rob. And so to see, you know, to find his stuff organically, read it, really, you know, mesh well with, you know, what he's saying, what he's writing about. And then to actually get to talk to him and, you know, see it all the way through to sitting down and, you know, actually really, you know, vibing and having a good time. That was really great. And it, you know, turned out that we really hit it off well with Rob. So that was a really fun episode. And it was also really, that was a special one for me because it was the first one where we tried the new intro. And I was super nervous about that. And it was really, for me, it was really cool because after the actual episode, Rob listened to it and he said, "Oh, I really like the intro, you know?" And I was like, "Oh, wow, I didn't even tell him it was
the
intro."
That's right. What you were working on, huh?
Right. So it being the first episode to try something, you know, big and different, and then for someone to actually notice it was kind of really like, ah, wow, that felt good, you know? But of course, all of my children are equal. So I also really enjoyed every single episode. I'm going to try to list them all really fast. No, I'm just kidding. But the having Matt Ald on again was really great. And that was a special episode as well. And if you gave me the floor, I would literally go through each guest again, but I'm not, for the interest of time. But yeah, so I would say Rob's episode. Okay. So our next thing we wanted to discuss as we bring this episode to a close is something that we're always concerned about throughout season one and season two, and that is delivering to our listeners. That's something that, you know, as a podcast creator, we always are concerned that we are listening to what our listeners actually want to hear and trying to incorporate that into what we make. And in this season, we tried even more so to do that. And you can see that in some of the episodes, like the Danica Davids episode.
Yeah, because I remember Doug actually brought it to my attention on Twitter when we were posting the advertisement for our it was in season one, one of our episodes. I believe it was like the Golden Age of anime.
Yeah.
It was one of our anime episodes, and someone on Twitter was like, "Oh, that's great. I would really like a manga episode, though." So I was like, "Doug, this is a listener. We must say we're doing a manga episode in season two." So, you know, we listen to our listeners. You know, this person wanted a manga theme episode, so we made one. We even had Danica on as a guest to kind of give it more jazz into the episode. So, you know, please, you know, we encourage our listeners, make suggestions, you know, it's not a bad thing. You know, right now we're doing a bunch of things that, you know, we love to talk about, but, you know, if there's a topic that you as a listener wants to hear from us, and if it's doable, we'll have a guest on, please suggest it. You can even suggest a guest and then we'll base that episode off the guest, you know, whatever you suggest, like, we'll try to make it happen. We're not going to ignore any kind of suggestions.
So yeah,
definitely participate in that way by either, you know, telling us on social media, which is going to be Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or you can email us, whichever works for you. We'll definitely try and make it happen.
Yeah. Or, you know, as we transition to our goals for season three, one of those goals will be to keep providing what, you know, keep responding to feedback we get from, whether it's from our guests, from ourselves, mm-hmm. from the Japan Society, from our listeners.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we want to do what works best for everybody and what is working well. And like Jennifer said, someone wanted a manga episode. We said, okay, let's do it. If you like a guest that we had on the episode or the season that you would love to hear from again, feel free to let us know. Hey, I'd love to hear back from, you know, so-and-so, and even give us a topic if you have some questions or things that you would like to hear from that person to speak about. Because again, I think we've left on good rapport with a lot of our guests that if we went back to them and said, hey, would you be willing to come back on an episode? They may be interested. So please let us know. Again, we strive to deliver what our listeners want. So that is a goal, an ongoing goal through season one, two, and for season three. It's one of our top priorities as goals for this podcast.
Absolutely. And then I just second or third what y'all just said. So into season three, you know, we hope to deliver even more varied content. We definitely want to keep some of the contents like the travel episodes, the language episodes. Again, like I said, I get so much. I know both of you do, and our listeners as well get so much out of those types of episodes. So we definitely want to keep doing those. Don't want to fix anything that isn't broken. You know, but we definitely also want to always keep evolving and learning and adding new things to the podcast to make it better. So as Doug just said, if you have any suggestions, please do not hesitate to let us know. Social media, even email works. We've actually had feedback via email, and that's always great too. So definitely we hope to deliver for you in season 3. We will likely start streaming that some point this spring. So be on the lookout. We'll keep you updated. But with that, we're actually going to bring our season 2 to a close. Oh no, the tears are building up. But we have to end it here so we can get busy planning season 3. So by, you know, for you on the listeners end, please feel free to go back, listen to episodes from season 2 that you missed, episodes from season 1, and we'll be working hard on our end to make sure season 3 is just as great or even better than our past 2 seasons. So anything else to add?
No, just thank you again to all our listeners. Thank you to you guys for being such a great team. And you know, like Nigel said, we have some great things coming down the pike. You know, we have some ambitious projects that we're working on that are already underway. Cannot spill the beans just yet, but we have obviously, when it comes to interviews, you start have to work it out in advance. So we're definitely working on some projects as we record this. Things are already underway, so can't wait for season 3. I obviously don't want to look past season 2 yet, since this is our last episode. We're still here technically. But I'm really looking forward to continuing on to season 3, continuing on to working with you guys and working with our listeners on Twitter, because I'm the main Twitter guy. Hey.
What about you, Jen? Have anything else to add?
Nope. Just I hope our listeners enjoy our podcast, and we'll see you in season 3.
There you go.
Matane.
All right, we'll miss you all, and we'll catch you in season 3.
Later.
That's a wrap on our season 2 recap discussion. From all of us, thank you so much for joining us on our season 2 journeys. We look forward to making season 3 even better. During this off season, keep an eye out for us on social media, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Crew of Japan. That's KREWEOFJAPAN. We'll continue to be active across our different platforms, so we won't really disappear, but we'll be hard at work planning season 3's episodes. Of course, we'll miss all of our listeners, but please know that we'll be working on planning all of our journeys together in season 3. We hope you've enjoyed this season as much as we have. We'd like to thank all of our guests that joined us on this season. Each of you made our season 2 very special, and we look forward to working with you in the future. Well, without further ado, thank you so much, listeners, for tuning in, and we will see you next time in season 3.